Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check this beautiful Thursday morning. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just... on those delicious vibes. 585-252-9800.
You know what I think when I do that is like... I am the modern day rooster call to wake everybody up.
Yeah, that checks.
That makes sense.
Sure.
Just makes sense. It feels right. But vibes are high.
Through the roof. Tomorrow's Friday already. Man, it's been a week. How's it been for you guys? Text us in, call 585-252-9800. I know some of our friends this morning are ringing that dingy ding ding.
Yep, ring that ding-a-ding-ding. Who is here to share their vibes? Good morning and happy Thursday from Nico and Steven.
Hey-o!
Vibes are up since we had 2 days of a nice temperature in a row. Feel like we got robbed of spring. Love you guys so much. Have a great day. We did. We did get robbed of spring. That is correct.
All right, let's focus on what's ahead of us, not behind us.
Well, what's ahead of us is rain, so. Scattered showers all day.
No. Love no, it. It's only 40%. Come on, let's be positive here. It's going to be an outstanding day, you guys.
Starts at 2.
Okay, that's yeah. Thank you, Breeze.
I'm watching the radar as we speak.
Who's here? Who else is here?
Who else is here? We have Katie here. She's weighing in. She says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. I'm excited tomorrow because I will be going to the happy hour on the High Falls Bridge to see you guys. Can't wait to come meet you IRL.
Oh, can't wait to come meet you too. Come through. Rochester Cocktail Revival.
So excited.
I missed it. It's the one event I wanted to go to yesterday was at the George Eastman House.
You
all my friends
it.
Were there. I was
all
like,
your
I didn't know
friends.
I didn't know any. I didn't know that was happening.
You're literally the voice of Rochester Cocktail Bible. He goes, I didn't even know what was happening.
But there's so many events. It's hard to keep track of every single night.
I know. You gotta look at that schedule. You gotta keep it
so
close to you.
Bummed. I think it was a Great Gatsby theme.
Mm. You know yeah, what I mean? Hunter was in a, I don't know, convertible or something.
Yeah, our friend Hunter. I think it was Gatsby's theme. Everybody looked really nice yesterday. I was like, oh, I promised myself last year I was going to go this year. And it was last night.
Yeah, you missed it. Not you kicking yourself. Okay, my vibes are high just because first time in the water yesterday of the season, it was a scorcher. It was a hot one. And I didn't even care that the water was like 50 degrees. I went for it.
No, it's.
I went down the slide.
Probably so refreshing. What'd you rent? Pontoon?
Pontoon with a slide.
Pontoon with a slide.
Double decker.
Oh, you went for the big daddy boat.
Double decker. Yeah, it was great. We had a great time. Got dinner, brought it out there. Went down the slide, hung out.
Oh, you had dinner on the actual
thing. I will say, yeah. The only thing I will say is the bugs were horrid. Like this time of year, the bugs are like unbearable a little bit. Because you can't stay in one place because they all kind of swarm to you.
Yeah.
But that's all right. We had a great time.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I got my niece's play tonight. She's very excited, very adamant about me being there. Of course, I'm going to go see her. I just don't know what the play is. I don't know what she's doing.
We're not
but
sure.
But it's a big deal because she has lines. And
oh, she's going to crush.
And she's never before had to stand on stage and deliver lines. She's danced. But last year she did Frozen, but this year I don't know what it is. I texted my mom last night. I was like, "There's a play tomorrow night, right? Am I getting that right?" She goes, "Yeah, I hope you're there." I go, "Yeah, I know, I'll be there."
Well, yikers!
It was between my niece's play or a happy hour and dinner with friends. You know, it's about priorities, you guys. You got to sacrifice.
Or Benson Boone, but I mean.
Or Benson Boone. Yeah, oh, that was, God, Benson Boone tonight.
Just been promoting it for three
just
months.
Talking about it for 3 whole months,
just
giving away tickets.
Dairy Queen, but that's fine.
Anyone going to Benson Boone
because
tonight?
There's nothing on the schedule except for happy hour with friends and the dance recital. I'm like, you would have been talking about this one thing.
All right. I'm so glad the vibes are up this morning, you guys. Thanks for tuning in here. Coming up on the show, we got to talk about this. It's going to be a busy weekend. Huge day tomorrow in the 585. We'll talk about the 48th annual Canal Days Festival. And this got me thinking about something from my childhood. Very nostalgic. Breezy, I know you grew up in Canandaigua, which is far away from Greece. But any of you remember the Greece Carnival that they used to do in the parking lot, like Macy's and Sears? Remember that dangerous carnival?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no.
Come on. Everyone was 12 and smoking a cigarette.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't wait to tell you guys about it. But most importantly, we'll get into Canal Days and what's happening with the duck race. Coming up next on the show. Oh, so much to talk about.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Thursday. It is a huge day tomorrow in the 585. The 48th annual Canal Days Festival is set to kick off this Friday at 4:30 p.m. in Fairport.
Tomorrow!
We're talking 250,000 people attending Canal Days each weekend. And the festival also supports, as you know, I mean, a ton of local causes. Last year, the festival donated $22,000 to Fairport High School for a new audio system in its theater. Not sure if they used it yet, but I'm sure they have. For me, though, Canal Days has always been about the henna tattoos and the funnel cakes. It's always those top two things on my list.
Always. It's, gotta get that fried dough.
I mean, the festival is so huge when it comes to helping out with local businesses, but tickets for nighttime festivals, those are all available at the door. You don't need tickets for any of the daytime events happening. Don't forget about the duck race. They do it every year, you guys.
So important.
PETA must not have a problem with it because it's been going on for quite some time.
Absolutely.
It's adorable. Anyways, one of the things growing up that this Canal Days used to remind me of, I used to look forward to this as a kid growing up. It was the Greece Ridge Mall Carnival. They would have a bunch of carnies come in, set up in the Sears parking lot.
With their rides that are like falling apart at the seams.
Yeah, set up a bunch of dilapidated rides that were sure to kill you.
Yes.
The dude running the Ferris wheel would always make you feel comfortable in riding, even though there was always a couple of screws missing.
Yeah, it's like shaking.
But I remember like just teenagers walking around smoking, wearing baggy jeans, and they look so cool. It's just very nostalgic. And I think they stopped doing it for a while after some kid was thrown from the tilt-a-wheel, almost died. But it's the price you pay.
Oh, God.
You don't have to worry about that at Fairport Canal Days.
No, not at all.
You guys enjoy those duck races.
They're going to crush it.
Greece was a little bit more hardcore.
It's a little different on the east side.
It really is. Yes, of course. But
it builds character.
It does. It's kicking off tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. And of course, hopefully there's no issues with the, you know, the bridge.
Oh, there's definitely going to be issues with the bridge. It's going to take you at least like 3 hours to get there. So leave it too.
Coming up on the show, it's going to be a lot happening this weekend with Canal Days and then Rochester Cocktail Revival.
I'm also hosting
Oh, Saturday.
Yes. Are you coming?
Here's the thing.
Okay.
I know it's a boxing thing,
yeah.
Which I don't do.
Right, me neither.
But that's the only thing you're doing?
So I'm hosting a event for Willow Domestic Violence Center down in Brighton Saturday afternoon at 12:30 at Oxygen Yoga and Fitness. And it's a hot boxing class, so it's like an infrared room. It's $25 and all the proceeds go back to Willow. So
where do you get your gloves? I got to buy boxing gloves?
I don't think so.
You just show up.
I think they have them or you're just, it's, I don't know.
Free for all.
Free for, yeah. So are you coming?
I think I should come and support.
You have to come and support. And anybody else too, if you have any questions, you can DM me at Breezy on Air and we can get you all set up. But I'm very excited for that event and I need more people to come.
Yeah.
Come through.
The Willow Domestic Violence
Center. It's a benefit for them, and it'll be down in Brighton at Oxygen Yoga and Fitness, and you can get your tickets at Eventbrite. So come through.
Come through. After I do this to my body, you guys, and I look in the mirror, I'm going to be honest with you, I feel cool.
Yeah.
I feel like a bad boy.
Mm.
And some people may take issue with it, but guess what? It's not their body.
Right.
Someone recently shared with me in this room that I just proved to myself I'm afraid of commitment. But
very
I don't think that's it. I don't think that's it.
It couldn't be more it.
I'll share with you what it is. Plus, I'll tell you how you can look cool as well. All coming up next on PXY.
98 PXY is free. And always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. So for the last year, you guys, I've been talking about wanting to get a tattoo. Yes, I've been hesitant. Because
I would argue the last like 2.5 years.
Maybe even before that.
Yeah.
Before I knew you. It's just, I'm hesitant because obviously a tattoo's for life. It's a big commitment. Well, I want you all to know your boy pulled the trigger. And I went out and got 3 this week. I was nervous, but I'm very happy how they came out. So
I know, I'm peeking. No, you look like white trash. Respectfully, of course.
I do not. I look cool.
Can I just
wait? I look cool.
Okay. If you say it loud enough, it might come true. Please put your arm up for me. Not the Band-Aid cassette tape and what pizza. Yes.
My personality.
Those look like you got them out of the back of a van, if I'm being honest.
Well, I wasn't really happy how the cassette tape came out because it smeared a little bit, but it will be gone in like a week and a half.
I could have done it better with a stick and poke, if I'm being honest. But here's the thing, guys. Our friend Moose, we love him dearly, but he is a commitment phobe of women, of tattoos, of being in one place for long enough. And
it's not that I don't think it's I have a problem with commitment. It's just that like I like trying new things. I like variety. It's you know what I mean? Like I change up my breakfast each morning. I don't eat the same thing. You know what I mean? I don't know.
No, you're not committed to, you know, an egg Benedict by any means.
No, sometimes I like an omelet.
No one's saying you have to, though. With the price of eggs these days, there's no point. But I think it's, dare I say, quite sad, the situation that you're in right now, because you got 3 new tats. They look horrid, if I'm being honest.
I don't understand why you don't like them.
And,
listen, guys, I don't know if you're familiar with Inkbox.
No one is.
I have a subscription.
Because badass people, regular people, they just go get tatted.
And I do. I want to be that guy. Right. But here's the thing. The reason why I get these and they disappear in 2 weeks is because I'm testing it out. And I'm like, you know what? This actually does look good. Do I like it? Do I not like it? There's been some I've had in the past because I've held a subscription with them for maybe 4 years.
You've been testing it out for quite some time. He's like, I'm testing it. I'm like, you literally pay a monthly subscription. So it's really tough.
I don't know how you guys do it. I envy the people that are just like, yeah, I just went out and got a tattoo. What? That didn't take years of just like sitting on it and figuring out if that's something you really want.
Listen, I'm not going against you in the sense of being afraid to put something on my body that I feel as if I'm going to dislike in 2 years. I genuinely feel that with my whole heart and soul.
I know. You know how many women I've met that just want to remove their tramp stamp?
But it's you with the ink box that I'm like, either you're all in or you're all out. This waffling is kind of, it's not it for me.
But I want to be in. I want to commit to something. But I want to commit to something. If I'm going to get a tattoo, I want it to really hold meaning. You know what I mean?
I could bet a lot of money you will never get a tattoo. A permanent tattoo.
Even at, 41?
Yeah.
If I come home with a tattoo, my father would still be pissed today.
No, you'll eat dinner in the garage.
Can I tell you how upset he was the first time I got my ear pierced? All my friends senior year of high school went on spring break. That's all I wanted to do was feel like, yes, they're living the life. They got to go to Myrtle Beach. I didn't go. I couldn't go. So my cousin took me to Piercing Pagoda, the Mall of Grace Ridge. They pierced my left ear. And I was like, let's get this out of the way. My dad's going to kill me regardless. So I just showed up to his job site. And he was on a roof.
He fell off, like installing
something. And he came down on the ladder to look at it. And he like gave me the silent treatment for like 3 days. He was pissed.
He struck you over the head with a hammer.
And my grandmother from Italy was flying in. And he's like, you need to take that out before she gets here. I'm like, oh.
I paid $50 for it.
I took it out. And then as soon as she left, I re-punctured the hole myself.
Oh.
And I kept it in for years. And I'm like, oh, okay. It was like I got it out of my system.
Yeah.
But he wasn't happy with me because he told me growing up, you're not allowed to do that. I'm like, okay, but now I'm a grown man. And I'm still scared.
No, you're terrified. So much so that you're getting ink box subscriptions.
I think it looks good. I got a couple compliments from the barista yesterday. She's like, I really like your ink. I was like, thank you. I like yours.
Yeah, she has three. She has like two full sleeves.
She did.
You're like, yeah, I'm just like you. She's like, you're not. You're not actually.
She goes, where did you go? I was like, oh, I wasn't going to tell her ink box. She's like, who was your artist? Where did you go? I was like, do you know that guy on Park?
She's like, there's no tattoo.
I was like, I'll just have a little almond milk with my coffee.
She literally spills a little bit of the drink on your arm. The tattoo completely goes away.
We're gonna put these tats. We're going to take a picture. We're going to put them up on 98PXY on our Instagram page. That way you guys can see them.
I don't think
and
we should.
Vote on whether you think I look cool or not.
Not us bleeding followers. Yeah.
Listen. I'm not looking for validation because I already know I look cool. It's just to prove Breezy wrong.
No.
Come on. Look, you got the cassette tape. That means, you know, that's
so, can we talk
pizza,
about
my favorite food.
Yeah.
The Band-Aid that says breathe. Everything's going to be okay. Just breathe.
Yeah. All of them are smudged, by the way. So.
But yeah, I slept on it wrong.
Yeah. You know what wouldn't happen if you got a real tattoo? That.
Yeah.
Would just be intact. But.
Damn it.
Yeah. Can I ask how much this subscription is?
Well, it depends. Sometimes it's like 40. Sometimes it's like 30.
How much? How does it feel to watch your money just run down your shower drain? You know what I mean? Because it's just coming off in the shower. You good with that?
No, I'm not good with that. But I got to say, when I do have them, it's a real confident boost. You know what I mean? So anyways, we'll take a picture. We'll post it for you guys. I know some of you right now, I could feel you judging me so hard, and yeah. I'm fine with that.
No, you're not. If you're really committed, you'll do a teardrop next box.
The whole reason I got the Band-Aid was because I was going to do the Nelly thing. I was going to put it under my left eye. I was like, that is way too much. I can't do that.
And thank God we're on the radio.
98PXY traffic.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's officially over for our Short Kings. I don't know what to tell you.
It really is.
Peaks White Mornings, Moose, Breezy. So Tinder just added a height filter to their app, allowing women to screen matches by height. Ouch.
Yikes.
Ouchie. Well, I know one buddy of mine who is not taking this well.
No.
He's on all the apps. He's on all of them. If Tinder lets you filter by height, is that preference or discrimination?
Yeah, that's the question.
I think we need to stop pretending that height doesn't matter. Clearly, it does for some people. It matters to women.
Yeah.
Guys can care less. I'll date a woman 3 feet tall. I could care less.
Would you date a woman 7 foot tall? No.
Well, you know what?
You're like, well, actually,
yeah, I think so. I like to feel protected.
Yeah, if we're in the protective game, for sure.
Yeah, I would like. You know, I prefer a woman that walks closer to the street. 585-252-9800. Call or message in and share with us your thoughts on this. Because those listening who are on the apps, are you excited about this new feature? Guys under, I don't know, 5'8", what's your take?
Yeah, I don't know. I would even argue, like, I would even argue anyone under 6 foot should be quaking right now.
I disagree with that. Under six foot.
We've already talked about the six six six.
I know, but you're really.
I mean, I'm just going based off what I've heard. I'm not really implementing any of these rules, clearly. It's not really my thing, but that's just what I've heard. 6 feet or bust.
And it's tough. You know, I've had the conversations, especially with friends. Like, we talk. My buddy Chris calls in on the show all the time, the one that lives out on the mm-hmm. West Coast. And, you know, I think he's like 5'6", 5'7". Greatest dude. Great job, good looking guy, but unfortunately the height thing works against him. He's gone on dates with girls and it's gone great.
Sure.
And they're just like, we were hoping
me and my multiple personalities are looking to go in a different direction.
Right.
Unfortunately. Yeah. It's tough. Women are definitely shallow, but so are men. So let's stop pretending.
Well, I think
that they're the bad guys here.
I don't know. I just feel like if you met the guy of your dreams and he happened to be a couple inches shorter than you like, there's nothing they can do about that.
The lifters.
Nothing you can do about that.
That's not true. They're doing knee surgery in Brazil right now.
Let me go over to Tony's texting in. Tony, I love when women pretend it's about attraction, when in reality, what they really want is just a walking ATM. Okay. Let's get over to Haley on the line. Hey, good morning, Haley.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
What's up?
Hi. Okay, so first of all, like, this should have been a feature for Tinder, like, 5 years ago. Like, I'm so glad they finally caught up to what every woman is literally thinking in her brain.
Okay.
Like, I'm so over having to guess, based on group photos and awkward, like, mirror selfies, how tall a guy is in their photo.
So you've had experiences where you've gone out with a guy and he was, what, a couple feet shorter than you thought he was?
The internet knows no height, you know.
That's true.
I'm 5'1", and I showed up to a date, and the guy was my height.
That's no way.
So tough.
No, I'm serious.
And he said, what, 5'5"?
But no, did you ask him? But did you ask him before you met? Did you ask him what his height was? Or you didn't want to be rude?
I didn't want to be rude. He looked kind of short, but like he looked like 5'5", 5'6".
Those short kings aren't going to avoid pictures with others. It's easy.
It really screwed me over because mm-hmm. he was really cute and we got along well. But the minute I saw him, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't just ditch this guy. He's so nice. So I actually went out with him a few times because I didn't want to be shallow, right? Like, I really don't want to be that way. Mm-hmm. But, like, listen, you know what you like. And dating's hard enough, right? But to meet up with somebody when you think they look one way and they don't, like, that's really frustrating. And I really don't want to keep going out with guys that look like they could be like my little cousin or be like my twin or a little munchkin. So,
you know, I think it's hilarious because for men, this topic of height seems to be need to know information for women. I mean, I don't understand it. I'm not dating men, but like I'm trying to think of the equivalent of what it would be for women that they have to reveal their deepest, darkest insecurity before even coming face to face with the person they're going on a date with. Well, the only thing I can think of is if they're missing an arm.
Well, let's keep it 100% honest then, Haley. If women can filter guys out by height, then men should be allowed to filter out women by their weight, right? There, it's settled.
No. No, I was just going to say, I mean, I think the equivalent is maybe a woman has to, like, show him a picture without makeup and fake lashes and the push-up bra and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think that would be the equivalent. Because, you know, we have to...
Your rawest form.
On, right?
Yeah.
Right? Like, all the things, maybe we have to send them a picture, like, bare-faced, hair wet out of the shower. This is what I really look like. Yeah. And I think that would even the score.
All right, so you've had...
Tinder comes out with that new feature. You have to put that on your dating profile.
Well, there's
I'd be okay with that.
Okay, so I mean,
she's
you're
like, I'm stunning.
You're agreeing with the filter. I mean, because you've had a couple of bad experiences. That's fine.
I have. Look, Every app should have a height filter from day one. It's a time saver. That's it. Like, nobody is out here dreaming of her short king. No one. We want a man that is tall, that could pick us up and throw us down. Nobody wants a short dude.
Wait, but I got to ask you, Haley, is that one of the reasons women are attracted to tall guys? Because they want to be tossed around?
100%.
Like, no, okay. Is that the appeal, though? Honestly? And I'm happy to hear from other people listening, 585-252-9800. You want to be able to feel protected around a guy, and a guy's height makes you feel that way, right?
Yes. I don't want a man to be shorter than me and, like, leaning his head on me. And, like, I don't want to be the protector. I want someone tall.
Well, I guess you and Moose aren't going to work out.
Why is that?
You literally always say, I want a woman to walk on the side of the street.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah, you
know,
say that.
Listen,
so.
I don't understand. It's a personal preference. Some men like their women soft and supple. I prefer hard and ripped. It's just
correct.
One of those things.
If anyone picks on you, they got it covered. Don't you worry.
Okay, so Haley, we got that figured out. You're just not into short dudes, and a lot of women aren't. I understand that. I have friends who are 5'5", 5'6", and I got to tell you, they've lived a frustrating life.
I'm sure they strive to make a lot of money. They probably do, and they get gorgeous women because the women want them for their money, and that's great. But like,
no,
I can't deal with the guy with Napoleon complexes.
They're all broke. Every single one.
Except for those two little twins on Selling Sunset. They're absolutely crushing it.
Yeah. I want to hear from some of the guys on this. If you're on the dating apps, if you're just tuning in, Tinder has got a new feature that added a height filter to their app, allowing women to screen matches by height.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
Is this just for men or women too? It's probably for everybody, right?
I'm assuming.
Yeah, because I'm sure.
How can they just allow women to match up by height?
From Amazon women that are like, oh shoot, I got to reveal that I'm 5'11". That's all right.
Yeah, so I think every dating app should have this feature. I'm so adamant on it, and that's it. It's a time saver. It's a game changer. Thanks so much for having me on, guys.
No, you're welcome.
I really appreciate it.
By the way, you're on Bumble now. You're using the apps, yes?
I'm using all the apps.
She's like, more so Tinder
apps.
Because that's the one with the filter, but right. Things happen.
You're using all the apps. All right, well, it's tough in those streets, Haley. Best of luck.
It's tough. Thanks, guys.
All right, talk soon. Bye. Derek says, oh, wow, guys lying about height is the worst thing ever. Meanwhile, women are straight up catfishing with filters and fake everything, and nobody bats an eye. Well, that was discussed. Let's go over to our friend Carmen on the line. What's up?
What up?
Carmen?
So I'm going to stick up for women in this conversation.
Please do.
I totally understand how you would want a dude that's taller than you. I had a friend of mine who was 5'5", little Italian dude.
Yeah.
And he was the tallest kid in the third grade. Never grew past that.
He peaked.
He peaked in the third grade. And so he was lucky to find a tiny little Asian woman who was like 4'7". So he's still taller than her. And
wow.
He was looking for a taller dude, and he fell into that category. So
I don't care what anyone says. There is someone for everyone
out there.
There is someone for everyone.
There really
Absolutely.
Is.
It's just a majority of the time. We want people that don't want us.
Correct.
That's the way it goes. Absolutely. Yeah, you got to have somebody. My wife always says she wants someone to look up to, not someone that she has to look down at and hold their hand as they're walking.
I
can't relate.
Hey, Carmen, how tall are you, buddy?
He's tall.
I'm tall for an Italian. I'm 5'11", and I was right there with the three. I'm the old six. I'm right there.
Yeah, when I met you, you were tall. I was like, wow, there's a tall glass of water right there.
Right. So before I met my wife, there was this opportunity with this other woman who I was I went to high school with, but she was like 5'10" and 3/4".
I get it. Yeah. My brother got married, and during his wedding, his wife was taller than him. So during their first dance, she took her shoes off.
Mm.
All right, yeah, Carmen. Thanks for the call, man.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
See ya,
buddy. He's a tall glass of olive oil.
He really is. I will relate to this quasi because, like, dating women, obviously it's hard to find a girl who's, like, taller than you. That's not, especially I'm 5'7", so it's not like I'm, like,
no, I know.
Some little thing here, but...
Carissa's upset. She goes, wow, Haley really just gave permission to be shallow and rude. No thanks. I want a guy who respects women, not just tall dudes. I couldn't agree with you more, Carissa.
We got some texts coming in. This person says, I'm 5'11", and that makes dating men taller than me super tough. But I prefer it. But like I said, beggars can't be choosers. I'm 6 foot and my boyfriend is 5'7". It used to bother me and I used to care about it a ton. But he treats me better than anyone I've ever dated before. So I don't care.
Amen.
And that's on period.
Yeah. Listen, I'm 5'9¾".
Just keeps changing. It just keeps changing.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
You know, we're all about community events right here in Rochester, and one of my favorite community midday bashes is back. It's Wednesday's beautiful weather provided. Yesterday, it all kicked off for downtown Rochester's Midday Bash. So if you don't know it, you should know it, because this happens once a month through the summer. Okay. And Parcel 5 transforms into the ideal lunch destination. It features live music, food trucks, outdoor seating. There's games involved. And it's completely free and open to the public. So obviously yesterday it kicked off. Beautiful day for it. And then it will be happening, like I said, the first Wednesday of every month. So July 9th, August 6th, and September 10th. So if you haven't checked it out and you work downtown, This is gonna be a nice load off for you. Music, food, games.
After it, you guys.
Why not? You know what I mean? It was a great turnout yesterday too, especially with the weather being as nice as it was.
If you guys used to think the Grace Ridge Mall Carnival was huge, oh, you just wait.
The Midday Bash.
You just wait. Midday Bash, come through.
Absolutely.
Leave work on a lunch break. Go there. Get a little sauced up. Go back to work. It was so nice out yesterday. The amount of people I saw.
You could also just go.
Oh, I'm.
I've gone before. It's really fun.
I'm going to miss it and then claim I didn't know about it.
Correct. Correct. I'll remind you every month. Oh, I didn't hear about it one time.
But oh, when does that go through?
September. So it's every first Wednesday of the month till September.
There you have it. Guys, June is Men's Mental Health Month. And I think it's time to talk. Because too many men suffer in silence and feeling like they have to tough it out alone. So coming up, I'm going to share with you some of my personal things that I've gone through in my life that has made me realize why it's okay to just ask for help. We'll talk about all that coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I know this show is usually about laughs and weird texts.
Fart jokes.
That too, yeah. That we happen to get a lot of all of those things. But with it being June, I just wanted to take a couple minutes to touch on Men's Mental Health Month. Because I know for a lot of guys, we don't talk. We think we have to man up, keep going, don't cry, don't complain.
Push through. Be strong.
But if I've learned anything in my day, it's that grief doesn't care about any of that.
Right.
Anxiety doesn't care. Depression doesn't care if you have a good job or you're surrounded by friends and family that love you. I think for some of us, it's all about all the quiet ways in which we struggle.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was sitting at home the other night thinking about what I wanted to say for Men's Mental Health Month. And the only thing that seems to constantly repeat itself in my head each year is the loss of my girlfriend, Julie, who passed back in 2022. And Breezy knows more than anyone. I don't enjoy talking about it.
Right.
I do it when I feel I have to, or it feels right.
And also to help others who might be going through something similar or feel alone.
Correct. And I think I bring this up because when we talk about mental health, the first thing we think about is opening up and sharing with others how you feel and what's going on in your life. I wasn't allowed to do that because I promised her I would not say anything to my family or the people I was closest to of what was actually going on in her life personally. she didn't want anyone to know. So yeah. I had nobody to talk to. I just bottled it up for a very long time. And during the first month into the pandemic, when the world seemed like it was just absolutely falling apart, I matched up with Julie on Bumble. And our first date was walking the beach in Santa Monica in LA. And I felt like I fell in love with her on day one. Mm-hmm. I liked who I was when I was with her. And 2 weeks into dating, she had called me to tell me that she was diagnosed with stage 4 stomach cancer and that she needed to start chemo as soon as possible. I didn't know what any of this meant. This was all new to me. I've never really known anyone I was really close to that luckily has had to go through any of this.
Right.
I didn't know who she was in those 2 weeks, but I knew I was going to be there with her every step of the way. And watching someone you love and care about fight for their life day in and day out is the most painful thing I've ever had to witness.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen my family in over a year, who are the people that I'm closest to the most. And I was right on the edge of losing my job. I felt like my acting career was in the toilet, but then again, so was my wallet. I was broke every day. And I had to just look at myself in the mirror constantly. Even though I felt like a failure, I had to just constantly tell myself that today is about Julie. Mm-hmm. It's not about me. And you suppress those feelings day in and day out. And I remember I had taken Julie on a weekend getaway to Santa Barbara with the money I didn't have.
Right. Now you're taking out a small loan.
But I wanted her to clear her head.
Yeah.
After her first round of chemo. And I remember that night when we went to bed, she had woken up, and I remember just chunks of her just long, beautiful hair all over the pillow. The hair that she took so much pride in. And I remember she just put her head on my chest and just cried. And I cried with her. And 10 months into our relationship, when she went in for her final surgery to remove the lower part of her stomach, I remember just having a horrible day at work and then having to fight traffic and then run to the hospital to be there as quick as I can. And on the way there, her surgeon, her doctor had called me after she got out of surgery to deliver the news that they had removed some of the cancer the best they could. But when they were closing her up, they noticed that it had spread to her ovaries and other parts of her stomach. And I just remember putting my head on my steering wheel and just breaking down because I knew she was dying.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a single thing I can do to save her. And I had to tell her when she woke up with a smile on my face that things went great and that the surgery was successful, but I knew. Julie passed away at 43. And she was amazing. She lit up a room. She was funny. She was kind. She was strong. Even when everything was crumbling around her, like me. And holding it all in is what made it worse. There were days where I would have traded places with her if I could. And I know that we joke a lot on the show about my commitment issues and how I struggle to really give myself to someone, but yeah. I also know myself. And I know deep down that a part of me is extremely scared to get that close to someone again. And it pains me to know that I could potentially go through something like that all over again. That, to me, would be my worst nightmare. And I'm sharing this now because if you are going through something like grief, stress, depression, and you're trying to tiptoe your way through it quietly, I get it.
Yeah.
I've been there. So I'm making it a point to say this out loud now on the radio because maybe one guy listening needs to hear it. You're not weak for feeling something. You're not broken if you're not okay. And you don't have to go through it alone. So this month of June, I'm talking. And I'm remembering Julie. And I'm checking in on the guys that I care about. And I hope you will too. And if you've been through something similar, I mean it when I say my messages are open.
Yeah. Moose, thank you so much for sharing that. I mean, you were literally a pillar holding her up mentally, emotionally, physically, and your pillar was crumbling from the inside out. And it's hard to be a full-fledged support to someone when you have no outlet or support yourself. And I feel like, although not everybody can relate to that exact story that you shared, everybody, especially men, can feel those ever-looming pressures of just get through it, just man up, just you're here to support, you're here to provide, you're not supposed to cry, there's no time. It's a lot.
I felt like I had one job, which was to be a rock for her and not show any kind of sadness or weakness, because the last thing in her life she needed was that.
Yeah.
But you are right, not having an outlet is what made it really difficult for me. And I appreciate you guys listening this morning, and much love to anybody going through any kind of difficult situation as a man. It's okay.
And we appreciate you sharing that story. We know how obviously vulnerable that was. And if it helps at least one person, I think that your job here is done.
Yeah.
So.
And it's crazy to me that even after these years have gone by that I still have a hard time talking about it.
Yeah.
I really do.
That's how much it affected you and altered your life, truly.
Yeah. My Instagram is HiMoose. There's Breezy on air. There's 90PXY Rochester. And we mean it when we say that the messages are open. You guys can always hit us up and talk if you need somebody. Because God knows I know what it was like to not have that when I needed it the absolute most. We're going to take a quick break. June is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. So if you know somebody that you feel you need to check in on, I encourage you to do so. It's PXY Mornings.
98 PXY.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Chant, Beach, Breezy!
That's why Rini caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to win a brand new PXY Mornings crew neck plus a family party 5-pack of tickets to the High Falls Happy Hour tomorrow night for Rochester Cocktail Revival. This event has been taking over the city. It's its 12th year. We need caller 8 right now. Let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this?
Hi, it's Veronica.
Veronica.
Hi, Veronica. Where are you calling from this morning?
Calling from Rochester.
Veronica from Rochester.
We love it.
I have good news for you. You're caller number 8.
Yay!
Do you think you have what it takes to go head-to-head with our girl Breezy in trivia?
Absolutely.
Let's go.
All right, she's going to leave the room. Right. The rules are very simple, good Veronica. Luck. You have 5 seconds to answer each question.
Okay.
If you want in a tie with Breezy, you're going to get the win, okay?
All right.
Let's get you to a happy hour tomorrow night, shall we? Question number 1. Veronica, what Rochester area restaurant gives you a heart attack just by reading the menu, but you still go back at least once a month like clockwork, especially after a night of drinking?
Nick Tahoe's, Stevie T's, of course.
Going with Nick Tahoe's or Stevie T's, I'm locking you in. Let's go to question number 2. What city is known as the Windy City?
Chicago.
Final answer?
Yes.
All right, Veronica, let's move on. Question number 3. In which country are cows seen as sacred?
Oh, geez. Well, that one I'm just going to take a guess. Ireland.
You going with Ireland?
Sure.
All right. Cows are sacred in Ireland. Question number 4. Which airline, Veronica, uses the slogan, less money, more go? I'll give you a hint. This airline is known as the Motel 6 of the skies.
Oh, Spirit. Oh, geez.
All right. Let's go to question number 5. Which American Idol contestant withdrew from the competition in 2021 to be a huge star? And now they're a huge star. I'll give you a hint.
Carrie Underwood?
I'll give you a hint.
No.
They have a concert. It's coming to Rochester.
Oh, geez.
Sooner than you think. Sooner than you think. Like, really, really soon. It's a dude.
Man.
All right, take a guess.
Clay? Not Clay.
Yes, Clay Aiken. Yes.
There you go.
All right, we're going with Clay Aiken from season 2.
I don't know.
It's okay, sweetie. We're going to bring Breezy back into the room. We're going to tally these up, see how well you did, okay? Breezy, you got your work cut out for you. Our girl Veronica got a total of 3 out of 5.
Okay, amazing.
All right, Veronica, stay right there. I know you're at work right now, so let's keep your voices to a minimum. Question number 1, Breezy.
Yes.
What Rochester area restaurant gives you a heart attack just by reading the menu, but you still go back once a month like clockwork, especially after a night of drinking?
So this is open for interpretation, I feel. I don't feel as if there's one answer to this.
Well, there is today.
This is an opinion.
There is today.
This is an opinion.
There is today.
Dogtown? I don't know. Anywhere with a garbage plate.
Going with Dogtown. Question number two, what city is known as the Windy City?
Chicago.
Question three, in which country are cows seen as sacred?
I'm pretty sure it's Hindu, but I don't know which country.
Clock's ticking.
India.
Final answer?
India, I guess. Yeah. Okay.
Let's go to question number four. Which airline uses the slogan less money, more go? I'll give you a hint. They're known as the Motel 6 of the skies.
Frontier? Spirit? I think it's Spirit.
Final answer?
Spirit.
Going with Spirit. And question number five. Which American Idol contestant withdrew from the competition in 2021 to be a huge star? And now they're a huge star.
Oh my gosh. I have no idea. Chase Beckham? No, he won. I don't know.
I need a guess.
Abby.
There's a show coming up soon.
There's a show Oh, Benson Boone?
I don't know. Is that your final answer?
I guess. I'm just shooting in the dark right now.
Let's go over to Veronica. You still with us?
I'm still here.
How do you think you did compared to Breezy?
I did terrible.
You think you did terrible?
You got three.
Why? Oh, my God.
We'll see.
Well, I mean, you are right. You did lose.
Did you lose?
It was a total of 3-4. I'm so sorry.
Wow. Okay, let's go over the questions.
Let's run through the board. Don't worry. The right answer we were looking for was Nick Tahoe's. Yes, it could be up for interpretation, but it's not today. You did get that one right, Veronica. Question number two. What's the Windy City? Both of you said Chicago. Question three, in which country are cows seen as sacred? You said Ireland, Veronica, and the correct answer was India. Breezy did get that. And then which airline uses the slogan, less money, more go? It was Spirit Airlines. You both got that correct. And you went with question five, Veronica. You thought Clay Aiken was the answer. It was Benson Boone, who's coming to CMAC tonight.
American Idol?
Yeah.
I don't watch TV.
Yeah, in 2021.
That doesn't count.
Oh, I'm sorry. I asked you a question you didn't know. I'm so sorry.
Veronica, honestly, that's my answer every time, too.
All right, listen.
That doesn't count.
Veronica, don't you worry. We're not going to let you get back to work empty-handed. I'm going to hook you up. But before you go, I need you to say, my name is Veronica from Rochester, and I can't beat Breezy.
Hi, my name is Veronica from Rochester, and I can't beat Breezy.
No, I'm so
damn
sorry. Stay there. It's PXY.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
Huge day tomorrow, you guys, in the 585. Huge day. It's the 48th annual Canal Days Festival. It is set to kick off tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. in, yes, Fairport. Well, I hope there's no delays with that bridge.
No, there will be. Leave 3 hours early.
250,000 people attend Canal Days each weekend. I mean, the festival supports local causes. It's great for businesses. Last year, they donated $22,000 to the Fairport High School for a new audio system in its theater. Imagine that.
Love it.
I got to go see a play.
No, fully.
I got to go see a theater performance. For me, though, Canal Days has always been about the henna tattoos and the funnel cakes.
Big tattoo guy.
Top two things at the fest. Top two things. It's huge when it comes to helping with local businesses, though. So if you guys get a chance, the tickets for nighttime festivals are available at the door. You don't need tickets for any of the daytime events happening. So if you're going to see the duck races that they do every year, I believe that's free.
I got to get my duck ready.
You got to. PETA must not have a problem with it because this has been going on for quite some time and nobody has put a stop to it. It's adorable to watch, though. And I started thinking about this morning, and Breezy and I discussed the Grease Ridge Mall carnival that I used to go to as a kid. That's what we looked forward to growing up each year, was the Grease Ridge Mall carnival. They would have a bunch of carnies come into the Sears and Macy's parking lot and just set up a bunch of dilapidated rides that were sure to kill you.
Sure.
You know? Dudes were running the Ferris wheel. Come on! Yeah, but there's a bunch of bolts missing. Don't worry about it.
Cigarette hanging out of their mouth.
Yeah, I remember teenagers walking around smoking, wearing baggy jeans. But that was the 90s. I was a little kid. It was so nostalgic. I was like, oh, I want to smoke too. I want a cigarette. You know, and I think...
I was like 2 months old.
we stopped doing it for a while after some kid was thrown from the tilt-a-wheel.
Oh.
Almost died. But that's the price you pay.
when you gotta roll the dice.
You don't have to worry about that at the Fairport Canal Days. You guys go and enjoy those duck races. Kicks off tomorrow at 4:30. And then there's Rochester Cocktail Revival. I mean, there's a lot happening this weekend. Coming up on the show, it's There I Said It. We're going to get to all of your unpopular opinions. We're going to give you a chance to clear the air. 585-252-9800 is the number to call or text in with your messages. We do it next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 585-252-9800 is the number to call if you feel like you need to clear
the air.
Let's spice things up a bit, a little bit, shall we? Let's spice them up.
Yeah.
All right, who's here? We got to let the elephant out of the room this morning because tomorrow is Friday. And if you're not going to get this off your chest before the weekend, you're just going to have a bad Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I don't know what to tell you. Let's go with our girl Audrey this morning. Having an ex is a green flag. There, I said it.
Having an ex?
Having a friend as an ex is a green flag. I suppose. I guess that.
Being friends with an ex?
Yeah, I guess that means that you could still break up but still get along with them. I don't know. Is it a green flag?
I feel like if you have an ex that you badmouth constantly, or not, no, let me rephrase that. If you badmouth every single ex that you've ever had, you're the problem. There, I said it. I mean, like,
you don't want
to do
that.
A red flag for sure. It's like every single person you date was horrid. Well, that's just bad picking on your part. Sorry. yeah.
Anthony's here. Hey, how you doing? Having a Mercedes is not a flex. A Mercedes is the Burger King of luxury vehicles. What?
Honestly, fair.
I would. So what fair. Do you know? Why is that fair? You don't like Mercedes?
No, I mean, like, it's just the most obtainable. Like, it's for people that.
Well,
listen.
If you're talking about a C-Class.
No, it's for people that are like, I'm loaded, but like, they're the most affordable ones. Let's just put it that way. If you're rich, go buy a Porsche. If you really got that much money, go buy a Porsche.
Yeah, I like a Mercedes too.
I'm not saying that.
A G-Wagon is not cheap, okay?
For sure, but that's a very specific type.
I think my favorite Instagram photo right now is the girls that take pictures of their nails, but they have to put the nails in front of their steering wheel to show that they drive a 1997 Mercedes. Look, my check engine light's on again.
It's like actually not even their car. They're just like in some random person's car. Can I take a photo right here?
I love it. You guys are great. If you can't eat pizza without dipping it in blue cheese, then you have the taste buds of a toddler. Okay, hold up. Pizza's
Relax.
Not pizza if you're not going to dip it in blue cheese. Right? She's yawning.
No, I'm not. I'm just like, wait, what? Like, first of all, ranch or blue cheese?
No, to stop with the ranch. Nobody's eating ranch in the 585.
It's no, they are. No, they definitely are. I can bet my bottom dollar they definitely are.
It's disgusting. Well, it's not right. You shouldn't.
I'm not saying with wings. That, I mean, that's sacrilegious, but I mean, in general, yes, they are eating ranch.
If it's the last resort, sometimes you got to do it. But if you guys have no blue cheese in the house, any condiment will do. Boss sauce, take mustard and hot sauce, mix those together. If you got a little bit of mayo,
what?
A little olive oil in that, dip it. You could dip crust in anything. Let's go over to this person.
You don't need to, though.
You don't need to.
You should be able to enjoy it without.
It's so hard to. I love condiments. Mine for today is don't say you can cook if you pour sauce from a jar. You said I made pasta? No, you did not. You assembled pasta. You boiled the water and you poured red sludge from a jar that's not cooking. There, I said it. You want to go over to Lisa?
Not you talking to yourself. No, literally.
When the moon hits your eye.
I really don't want to cook sauce. Oh my.
I can't say the same for you.
You know, it's sad because my mom was so excited to cook for you the first time you came to my parents' house.
Yeah.
But my mom was like, I don't want to do the typical pasta and the rigatoni and the vodka sauce, but I think that's deep down what you wanted.
Yeah,
she
so
made
I,
cutlets and green beans.
No, I'm so glad she didn't, because I don't eat red sauce. I don't do pasta and red sauce, unfortunately.
Oh. So you liked the meal then?
I loved it. So good. The 75 cutlets.
Really, my mom made 75 cutlets.
There was four of us.
It was a 5-course meal. It was four of us. My parents, me, and Breezy. And my mom made greens and beans. And Breezy ate it and was like, oh, thank you guys so much for dinner. I was like, that was an appetizer.
That was crazy.
What?
Let's like roll me out of here. Mine for today is this. You cannot convince me that buying a mocktail is a financially sound decision. There, I said it. I'm not paying $14 for a juice with a little basil in it. I'm just not doing it. It is truly like you're just throwing your money down the tubes by spending $14 on a mocktail. I'm anti-mocktails. There, I said it.
You know, there are people that have an alcohol addiction.
Absolutely. And I absolutely love that moment for you that you are in recovery and that you have that option. Not for me. Not for me.
Let's go over.
I'm not going to be purchasing a mocktail anytime soon.
No, we wouldn't expect you to. Of course not. Lisa says, pooping with the door open isn't intimacy. It's war. There's a line between being close and just straight up turning your partner off. No, thank you. There, I said it. I agree, Lisa. That is a no-no in a relationship. Do your business behind closed doors. Nobody needs to be a part of it or see it. Oh, no, thank you.
It just goes to show you're not close with your partner. That's fine.
No, because then when you are close with your partner and you're being intimate, that's what you're thinking about. At least for me, that's what I would be thinking about.
Not at all. I'm thinking about a lot of other things.
Oh, yeah. Call me Big Daddy.
Oh, no,
we don't have to. Let's go.
Let's cut the segment.
Who is this person? If you're a grown adult who collects Funko Pops, then you need help. There, I said it. I feel really attacked this morning.
We literally have two in our studio.
I have 20 at home.
Oh.
I love them.
Well, that's kind of an issue.
No, it's not. I love them. Let's go over to Rachel. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Hot take for today is if your tattoo washes down the drain, again, here we go.
Yeah, Rachel.
If your tattoo washes down the drain, you're not tough or cool. You belong in the sticker aisle at Target. There, I said it.
Thank you, Rachel.
I don't want to do this anymore.
I am Rachel.
Hey, it's Julian. Every weekday while you listen to 98PXY at work, I share the latest celebrity tea with you with my Dirty and 30. You're just after 10:30 later this morning, The Julia Show, on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Hey, just out of curiosity, any parents listening that still share a bed with their teenager?
Okay, what?
All right, we got this.
Wait, what? This is disturbing, deeply disturbing.
No, I love the messages we get sometimes, but we never really get ones from dads. You know what I'm saying? And this parental confidential I found interesting because as soon as I opened up our inbox and saw this, I'm like, oh, I think this is Thursday's parental.
Yeah, for sure. Let me get into it.
Breezy, why don't you go ahead and read the message from Lou at the bottom here.
All right. He said, my son recently turned 16 and 2 nights ago, he came into our room and asked if he could sleep with us. And seemed kind of nervous. He's 150 pounds and 6 foot tall, so we thought it might be rough for the three of us to all be in the same bed.
Right.
My wife and I offered that one of us could go sleep with him in his bed. He said, okay. So we asked who he wanted, and he said, me, his dad. Right, yes, of course. I was somewhat surprised, and we have a good relationship, but my wife has always been the nurturing type and the go-to when they're sick or you need someone, etc. But I went and got into bed with him. Yes, right. I asked him if everything was okay and if he wanted to talk about anything. He got irritated and just said, I don't want to be, if you don't want to be here, you can just go back to your own bed. I don't care. I said, I didn't mean it like that. And I put my arm around him and hugged him tight. We stayed like that for a while and he moved around in the night, but I didn't sleep great because of it, obviously. I was hoping it was just a one-time thing. He was going through a rough patch, but the next night he asked again. As far as I'm aware, nothing crazy is going on in his life recently.
Mm.
Doesn't have a girlfriend, and yes, he would tell me, so it's not like there's a bad breakup or anything to be anxious about. He doesn't seem super depressed. My wife thinks it's sweet and says he might look like an adult, but he's still a kid at heart. A few nights is okay, but I don't want this to become an every night thing. I'm not sure how long he will keep asking or how long he will keep expecting. And I'm not really sure where to go from here, what to say, what to do. I'm looking for thoughts, opinions, and comments from your listeners.
So, can I just go ahead and maybe get the elephant out of the room and start off by saying how incredibly creepy this is?
This is kind of weird.
Thanks for the message, though, Lou. 585-252-9800. The mom enabling this and the mom saying, look, he might be 150 pounds, 6 feet tall, and 16 years old, but at the end of the day, he's still a kid at heart. No, he's not. He's a grown man.
Well, I wouldn't say he's a grown man. He's 16. But
bigger than me.
I'm concerned.
What are you... No means no. I don't understand.
So here's the situation. I feel like we've all been distraught to the point where we wanted our mom, or I mean, mostly our mom. I would never call out for my dad. That's crazy. Because he'd just be like, "You're fine." Okay, I'm not. Yeah. But I'm
oh my god,
a panic attack. I would never reach for my dad, although he's the best. It's
no, of course. No, of course.
Also, it's... like spooning your 16-year-old son in the middle of the night in his bed, like not for me. Not for me. I'm gonna pass. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, let's get serious here for a second, because we do have a couple of texts coming in. If you're just joining us, Lou from somewhere in Rochester sent us this message on Facebook.
The twin XL, the race car bed.
His son is going through it. He's 16. The kid's 150 pounds, 6 feet tall, and asked if, you know, he's going through it. I don't know what he's going through, but he asked if he can spend the night with his parents in their bed, and they said no, but one of us can sleep in your bed. He chose the dad. So now him and the dad are just cuddling up.
And footsie.
I don't know. Let's go to Chris really quick. That's Chris is the first one here. Chris says, hey, good morning, guys. Okay, 16 is way too old for that. I don't care how sweet your wife thinks it is. This is kind of crossing into weird territory. He's not six. He's a grown-ass man. Yeah, he's, you know, kind of is. Good morning, guys. I get wanting to be there for your kid emotionally, but at some point, you're just enabling something that feels off. You got to set boundaries. Like, what do you... I just don't understand, like, what's the outcome here? What do you... What,
like, are
what's
you
the end
fixing
result?
His inner child? You know what I mean? I just...
It's a weird thing. Sherry says, no, no, no. What in the world? 16-year-old boys are usually begging for space from their parents. If mine tried to sleep in my bed at that age, I'd assume he's hiding something.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think we can all agree this is bizarre and weird. I mean, this kid is 6 feet tall. He's sharing a twin race car bed with dad. Why, though?
The twin XL.
If you're the dad, what do you do to make this stop? What do you say? My dad would have pulled the belt out on me. You're not sleeping with me.
There would have been a deadbolt installed the next day. This person says, good job, mom and dad. How lucky you should feel to have your son feel so comfortable to look to you for comfort, even at 16 years old. Now, please find him a therapist or a counselor, because something must be going on.
No, I think it's great that he's coming to his parents at 16. Any parent would want that.
Yeah.
But I mean,
in the same bed?
Can you like maybe go into his room and just have a conversation with him until he falls asleep, and then maybe scoop back into bed with your wife instead of, you know, whatever. Let's go to
tossing and turning.
Rochelle says, if he needs comfort, then give the kid time and space to talk. But this whole snuggle up with dad thing is weird.
It is weird. It is.
Justine, says, you know, people are really quick to judge. A teen boy wanting comfort from his dad is not creepy. It's rare, and honestly, it's kind of beautiful. Justine, you need your head examined. It's time to check yourself in.
Fine, Justine, you go sleep with him.
Like, I'd start easing out of it now before it becomes a routine.
Right.
Like, I would offer to hang out and talk before bed, like I mentioned. Maybe watch a show together. You know what I mean?
Right.
Severance. But keep the sleeping part separate. You're a grown man. Your son is trying to become a man.
It's a lot.
Offer a standing invite. My door's always open. You can wake me if you need me. That way your kid still feels safe. But don't share a bed. That came in from Tracy. Yeah, it's very odd. I
think it's also kind of creating this codependency that I don't think is healthy. Like once, okay, great. But like if it's an every night thing, now he's like codependent. Well, I'm not saying maybe they're not codependent because the dad's not dependent on it. But like he's dependent on the dad to make him feel whole.
No, I don't know what it is. There's got to be the root of the problem here. Like for him to just knock on the door and be like, hey, mom and dad, you mind if I sleep between you guys tonight? I mean, as a 16-year-old kid?
Oh, well, that would be my nightmare, truly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
dad sleeps naked.
All right, let's let me go over to Crystal here. That's a...
just saying.
Crystal says, I've got a teen son too. Sometimes they don't need advice, just presence. Sit with him. Don't press any issues if he's going through something, but let him know this is a short-term thing. It's not a nightly ritual. Couldn't agree more. And maybe therapy is the answer. Maybe you get him into a room and start talking to someone if he ain't going to talk to you. But right. For him to just knock on the door and be like, move over. No, what's up? Come on, let's talk about it. What's going on?
Come through.
Mom and dad were very quick to just be like, yeah, who do you want to sleep with tonight?
Right.
What?
What?
Come on now, Lou.
Sweetie,
it's not socially acceptable if you ask me, but you know, I'm not a parent, and if I was, I wouldn't do this. All right, thanks for the message, buddy. And
I hope that helped.
Hey,
it helped 0%.
Hey, remember, Lou, chin up,
right? Yes, of course. Sound advice.
Wake up to PXY mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
Benson Boone coming to CMAC tonight. Show starts at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
Yeah, 8 p.m.
Does it really?
Well, I'm looking at it right here. June 5th, 8 p.m., Benson Boone.
Does he not who's have an opener?
Up? Oh, he must. So who's opening up for
so
Benson
he doesn't Boone? Go on stage till 10?
Well, that's not. Maybe he goes on stage at 8. You know what I'm saying? What time are people going to start getting there tonight? I don't know.
Wait, I'm shook.
Moose, Breezy, PXY Mornings. All right, here's the situation. And I've seen this time and time again when it comes to friends. Breezy, break it down for us. I don't know if this is...
I guess the biggest question this morning is, like, what constitutes being a good friend? Is it being there when your friend needs you? Is it sticking up for your friend in a room full of people that are saying nothing but horrible things about them?
Oh, sure.
Or is it not being friends with or messing with people who either were mean to your friend, don't support your friend, and so on and so forth? Or is it a little bit of column A, column B, and column C? Because the question we're asking this morning is, do you have a right as an individual, as a girl, or a man, to be upset with your friend who refuses to cut off communication with someone who did you massively dirty?
Mm.
They never did anything to me, friend.
Right. See, I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
The only time, and by the way, only women do this. but the only time this actually takes place is, like, for example, let's say I have, we call each other the core four. So me and my other three buddies, who I'm very, very close with.
How middle school of you?
If one of them got into a fight with the other one, I'm not going to stop talking to our other buddy. That's between you guys to work out.
Right. Already established friends.
Right. I'm not losing a friend over it. However, let's say if I met someone and we're acquaintances, why would I care about pushing them out of my life? I don't really know them anyways. If my friend says they did them dirty, not interested in talking to that person, I got my friends back.
Sure. I know. Well, there's some people that will say this is an extremely juvenile take and we are all our own individuals. And just because you have an issue with someone doesn't mean that I have to also have an issue with them as well.
But no, you don't have to have an issue with them. Sure. You could still be around that person and be respectful towards them. But if you continue to like
hang out with them.
Well, develop a friendship
them
with them.
To places.
Yeah, you're
spend time with them.
You're not okay in my book.
Yeah, it's interesting, and I have been thinking about it a lot. And I'm not going through this right now or anything, but I know for certain when I was younger, this was like a huge point of contention. And now that I'm 31, I wonder if it still stands. Or are you thinking to yourself, well, you know, I'm in my 30s now. Things that really mattered to me a lot in my, you know, late teens, early 20s don't matter to me as much. But I don't know if you not having your friends back is ever going to get a pass.
But what would constitute you being like, hey, I'm sorry, I can't take your side on this?
Unless they did. Okay, let's paint the picture. These two people either had a falling out or were never friends to begin with. And your friend started a war, lit a match, and walked away. And let's say the other person that they're like, you can't be friends with that person, came back tenfold. And then your friend's like, well, they're mean to me. It's like, well, you started. You did something
yes,
to that. You
right.
know what I mean? So I guess that's the only thing.
What makes it even more difficult is if the person they're feuding with, you need something from that person.
Okay, so that will take it a step further. And I feel like we talked about this a couple months ago. We had that person write in that was like, I own a small business. And this person reached out for me to bake them a cake or whatever the case may be.
Yep.
And my best friend was like, you're not baking her a cake. You're not baking them a cake. They've been nothing but horrid to me. You're like, well, that's money out of my pocket. So.
See, when it starts to affect the person's business, that's a problem. Like, I would never right. do that to a friend.
Right.
Like, hey, if I had an issue with someone, I'm not going to go to a buddy and that's a potential client and say, don't accept their money. I know right. you got mouths to feed at home.
Right.
I get it. That's my beef.
Correct.
Do your business and then you stop talking to them.
He goes, and I expect that. But I don't know. I think it's interesting. And I know there's some friends that are way more chill than others. And if you're one friend that is constantly being like, you can't be friends with them, and they're the drama, then take that with a grain of salt. But to have someone actually get upset with you for talking to somebody who they don't like.
Yeah, that's a no-go.
Yeah, it's interesting.
That's
it's definitely
no-go.
Interesting. Madeline's here. She said, oh, my friend did this to me and I cut her off so quick, never looked back. That is not a good friend, in my opinion. Okay, Madeline.
See how easy it is?
Snip, snip.
Now you're friends. Now you're not. That's how easy.
But then you can rework that question back to that person and say, so you're not a good friend either because your friend made a mistake or did something you don't like and you're so quickly to cut them off.
Right. Oh, that's interesting too.
I don't know.
This is all drama that I don't usually partake in my life.
No, I'm obsessed.
I have a drama-free life. I wake up every morning. I take a very big yawn with the smile on my face. I make a cup of coffee. I keep my head down and I mind my own business. That's why I'm such a happy individual.
You don't mind your own business. You're constantly poking your nose in other people's businesses.
Well, there's a fine line, Breezy. You can poke your nose in other people's business. You just don't want anyone to know you're doing it.
Not you creeping through someone's windows. I think they're having an affair. They're cousins.
I will, and I have. I will keep an eye on my neighbors when I thought they were having an affair, and they were.
You
not
don't
in my
know
neighborhood.
That for certain.
I'm pretty certain. I talk to the other neighbors. I take it back. I don't mind my own business at all.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
It's officially over for all of our short kings.
So incredibly.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. So Tinder just added a height filter to their app, allowing women to screen matches by height.
Wow.
Ouchie. One buddy of mine who is not taking this well, we'll just say that. But if Tinder lets you filter by height, would you say, is that preference or discrimination?
Yeah, that's the question of the hour, truly.
I think we need to stop pretending that height doesn't matter. It obviously matters for a lot of people, especially women. Guys don't care. We could care less. We'll date a woman who's 3.5 feet tall.
But would you date someone who's 6'11"?
It depends what they have to bring to the table. What are you offering? Right. You know what I'm saying?
He goes, if they're rich, of course.
Yeah. So, you know, it works both ways. 585-252-9800. Call or message in and share with us your thoughts on this. Those listening who are on the apps, are you excited about this new feature? Guys under, I don't know, 5'9", what's your take? We'd love to hear from you. We got Haley who's been on hold. Let's get to Haley on the line. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
What's up?
Hi. Okay, so first of all, like this should have been a feature for Tinder like 5 years ago. Like, I'm so glad they finally caught up to what every woman is literally thinking in her brain. I like
okay.
Like, I'm so over having to guess based on group photos and awkward, like, mirror selfies, how tall a guy is in their photo.
So you've had experiences where you've gone out with a guy and he was, what, a couple feet shorter than you thought he was?
The internet knows no height, you know.
That's true.
I'm 5'1", and I showed up to a date, and the guy was my height.
That's no way.
So tough.
No, I'm serious.
And he said, what, 5'5"?
But no, did you ask him? But did you ask him before you met? Did you ask him what his height was? Or you didn't want to be rude?
I didn't want to be rude. He looked kind of short, but like he looked like 5'5", 5'6".
You know I mean? Like, those short kings aren't going to avoid pictures with others. It's easy.
It really screwed me over because mm-hmm. he was really cute and we got along well. But the minute I saw him, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't just ditch this guy. He's so nice. So I actually went out with him a few times because I didn't want to be shallow, right? Like, I really don't want to be that way. Mm-hmm. But, like, listen, you know what you like. And dating's hard enough, right? But to meet up with somebody when you think they look one way and they don't, like, that's really frustrating. And I really don't want to keep going out with guys that look like they could be like my little cousin or be like my twin or,
right.
you know, a little munchkin. So.
You know, I think it's hilarious because for men, this topic of height seems to be need-to-know information for women. I mean, I don't understand it. I'm not dating men, but like I'm trying to think of the equivalent of what it would be for women that they have to reveal their deepest, darkest insecurity before even coming face to face with the person they're going on a date with. Well, the only thing I can think of is if they're missing an arm.
Well, let's keep it 100% honest then, Haley. If women can filter guys out by height, then men should be allowed to filter out women by their weight, right? There, it's settled.
No. No, I was just going to say, I mean, I think the equivalent is maybe a woman has to, like, show him a picture without makeup and fake lashes and the push-up bra and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think that would be the equivalent. Because, you know, we have to...
Your Ross form.
On, right?
Yeah.
Right? Like, all the things, maybe we have to send them a picture, like, bare-faced, hair wet out of the shower. This is what I really look like. Yeah. And I think that would even the score.
All right, so you've had to...
Tinder comes out with that new feature. You have to put that on your dating profile.
Well, there's
I'd be okay with that.
Okay, so, I mean,
she's like, I'm stunning.
You're agreeing with the filter, I mean, because you've had a couple of bad experiences. That's fine.
I have. Look, every app should have a height filter from day one. It's a time saver. That's it. Like, nobody is out here dreaming of her short king. No one. We want a man that is tall, that could pick us up and throw us down. Nobody wants a short dude.
Wait, I got to ask you, Haley, is that one of the reasons women are attracted to tall guys? Because they want to be tossed around?
100%.
Like, no, okay. Is that the appeal, though? Honestly? And I'm happy to hear from other people listening, 585-252-9800. You want to be able to feel protected around a guy, and a guy's height makes you feel that way, right?
Yes. I don't want a man to be shorter than me and, like, leaning his head on me. And, like, I don't want to be the protector. I want someone tall.
Well, I guess you and Moose aren't going to work out.
Why is that?
You literally always say, I want a woman to walk on the side of the street.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah, you know? Say that.
Listen,
so.
I don't understand. It's a personal preference. Some men like their women soft and supple. I prefer hard and ripped. It's just
correct.
One of those things.
If anyone picks on you, they got it covered. Don't you worry.
Okay, so Haley, we got that figured out. You're just not into short dudes, and a lot of women aren't. I understand that. I have friends who are 5'5", 5'6", and I got to tell you, they've lived a frustrating life.
I'm sure they strive to make a lot of money. They probably do, and they get gorgeous women because the women want them for their money, and that's great. But like,
no,
I can't deal with the guy with Napoleon complexes.
They're all broke. Every single one.
Except for those two little twins on Selling Sunset. They're absolutely crushing it.
Yeah. I want to hear from some of the guys on this. If you're on the dating apps, if you're just tuning in, Tinder has got a new feature that added a height filter to their app, allowing women to screen matches by height.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
Is this just for men or women too? It's probably for everybody, right?
I'm assuming.
Yeah. Because I'm sure some...
How can they just allow women to match up by height?
From Amazon women that are like, oh, shoot. I got to reveal that I'm 5'11". That's all right.
Yeah, so I think every dating app should have this feature. I'm so adamant on it. And that's it. It's a time saver. It's a game changer. Thanks so much for having me on, guys.
No, you're welcome.
I really appreciate it.
By the way, you're on Bumble now. You're using the apps, yes?
I'm using all the apps.
She's like, more so Tinder
apps.
Because that's the one with the filter, but right. Things happen.
You're using all the apps. All right, well, it's tough in those streets, Haley. Best of luck.
It's tough. Thanks, guys.
All right, talk soon. Bye. I'll go over to Tony really quick that texted in and said, I love when women pretend it's about attraction, when in reality, what they really want is just a walking ATM.
Period. Me too.
Carmen, what up?
What up?
Carmen?
So I'm going to stick up for women in this conversation.
Please do.
I totally understand how you would want a dude that's taller than you. I had a friend of mine who was 5'5", little Italian dude.
Yeah.
And he was the tallest kid in the third grade. Never grew past that.
He peaked.
He peaked in the third grade. And so he was lucky to find a tiny little Asian woman who was like 4'7". So he's still taller than her.
And wow.
He was looking for a taller dude, and he fell into that category. So
I don't care what anyone says. There is someone for everyone
out there.
There is someone for everyone.
There really is.
It's just a majority of the time. We want people that don't want us.
Correct.
That's the way it goes. Absolutely. Yeah, you got to have somebody. My wife always says she wants someone to look up to, not someone that she has to look down at and hold their hand as they're walking.
I
can't relate.
Hey, Carmen, how tall are you, buddy?
He's tall.
I'm tall for an Italian. I'm 5'11", and I was right there with the three. I'm the old six. I'm right there.
Yeah, when I met you, you were tall. I was like, wow, there's a tall glass of water right there.
Right. So before I met my wife, there was this opportunity with this other woman who I was went to high school with, but she was like 5'10 and 3/4".
I get it. Yeah. All right, yeah, Carmen. Thanks for the call, man.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
See ya.
All right. To all our short kings out there, listen, don't let anyone make you feel small. I don't know.
No. You always give the best advice, truly.
Chin up.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.